I'm going to talk a little bit of myself, and then I'll tell you when to start. As she said, my name is Laura Weir, and I'm from Shota, Montana. And I've been in public health since 1979, so I often describe that as I grew up in public health. And you might, to kind of give you a reference where Shota, Montana is if you watch The Late Show with David Letterman. David Letterman has a ranch outside Shota, Montana, and he will mention it once in a while in his talk show. I appreciated the nice comments that Nicole mentioned. She indicated that I got my education from Northern Montana College in Havre. And my education is an associate degree, and so on the back of on my card there, it has Laura Weir AD, and it's been real interesting because people say, what does AD stand for? And somebody even asked me, are you an athletic director? And so it's always nice to get up with such a distinguished panel that has a lot of education and a lot of experience, and I'm very honored with what the American Public Health Association said. And I do have a passion for advocacy and for public health. And so today I'm going to be talking about making advocacy work in Big Sky Country. And what basically that will entail is how the Montana Public Health Association became advocates for public health. And by building our infrastructure over a period of time, last year when we embarked on the American Public Health Association FACT campaign, Public Health Action Campaign. Are people familiar with the American Public Health Association FACT campaign? If you are, raise your hand. Oh, good. So we were able to use the infrastructure we built to have a very successful FACT campaign. So a little bit about Montana. We're the fourth largest state. We're the third least densely populated. We have nearly 7 people per square mile. We have 7 Indian reservations. And more than 60% of Montanans live in or near 7 cities and town. And we have just under 1 million residents. So you could take the city of Charlotte and place it into Montana. It would be the same amount of people. An interesting fact about Montana is this year we would have celebrated our 100-year history of keeping corporate money out of elections, but that was struck down by the Supreme Court on Monday. I'm not sure if you are aware of that. It made the USA Today paper. And so the U.S. Supreme Court disappointed me on Monday, and I'm hoping they don't disappoint me today. So that's going to make advocacy and policy work much more important in Montana, because with this particular law, corporations were not allowed to put money into our statewide races or our local races. So you weren't going to see the situation that happened in Wisconsin, because our law said that you can't do that. But with the Supreme Court ruling that occurred on Monday, now they can do that. So we have gubernatorial race we're very concerned about, and we have local races that we're very concerned about. So why is Montana important? This is the Montana delegation, and the gentleman on the right is Senator Max Baucus. And Senator Max Baucus is the fifth longest U.S. serving senator. He is the chairman of the Finance Committee, and he's the vice chairman of the Joint Committee on Taxation. And Senator Baucus was instrumental in participating and writing in the Affordable Health Care Act.
Laura, I'm just going to interrupt. That's the guy with the books behind him.
Oh, is it the left? Well, it's their left, all right. Okay, the guy with the books behind him. The guy with the is Senator John Tester. And the guy on this side is Denny Rehberg, Representative Denny Rehberg. And we have an interesting race this year. Representative Denny Rehberg is challenging Senator John Tester. Senator Tester and Senator Max Baucus has received the American Public Health Association scores the senators and representatives for their public health support. And Senator Tester and Senator Baucus always score very high with the American Public Health Association on their scoring sheet in regards to supporting public health legislation. Representative Reberg, not so much. Representative Reberg, like I said, is running against Senator Tester, so this is a race that we are really, really concerned about in Montana, and really are hoping that Senator Tester can win this election. And so if you guys believe in the power of prayer, pray for Senator Tester. Representative Reberg basically scores an F in regards to supporting public health policy. I am pretty sure there's not a public health policy that Senator Reberg likes. He wants to defund Planned Parenthood. He thinks Pell Grants are welfare. And he was touring a elementary school in Montana, and he said to the superintendent, he said, how do we know these children are really eligible for that free school lunch they're getting? So that's kind of where Senator Reberg is at. And so we're really concerned about this election. Congressman Reberg, excuse me. Thank you. Yeah, he ain't. Really. Thank you.
I'm just going to jump in. Sorry, I'm just going to interrupt. But Reberg is quite important for public health because
he's on the Appropriations Committee. Yes.
He chairs the Labor HHS Appropriations Committee that funds public health.
Okay, see, I'm half, I've used up almost half my time.
I'll give you more time since I'm jumping in.
Okay. So, the Montana Public Health Association really did not have an advocacy and policy or committee. And in 2004, our newly elected governor, Brian Schweitzer, appointed a gentleman to the Department of Public Health and Human Services. And I was president of the Montana Public Health Association at that time, and I got a call from somebody, and they said, what's the position of the Montana Public Health Association on this appointment? And I thought, we really don't have a position. We really haven't thought about it. But then I thought, if anybody should have a position, we should have a position. And so I started paying attention to this fellow that was appointed and became quite concerned about this appointment. So this fellow was going to be the director of the Department of Public Health and Human Services, and he made statements, and it was on his website, that he did not accept Medicaid and did not like the Medicaid program. And so I'm thinking, wow, this gentleman is really not appropriate for this position. And so the executive board of Montana Public Health Association wrote a letter concerned about this appointment. We contacted the governor's staff and visited with them about this appointment. He squeaked by the Senate confirmation, but then resigned a couple of months later. So that was our first foray in policy and advocacy. And it wasn't until 2006 that we really got more active in advocacy and policy, the Montana Public Health Association. At our annual conference, we dedicated the whole conference to advocacy and policy. At that conference, we organized a committee under the Montana Public Health Association dedicated to advocacy and policy. And this committee consisted of mostly neophytes in regards to advocacy and policy, but we did have a couple experienced members who really contributed to the organization. And I would like to introduce really quickly, Barbara Schneeman is sitting in the audience. She is our most experienced member, and we really have benefited from her knowledge. And so we organized this committee, and this committee was right before the 2007 legislative session. In Montana, our legislature meets every other year for 90 days. So this gave us something to do. And we went into this legislative session and we tracked legislation, we testified on legislation, and we did what we could with the limited knowledge and the limited experience that we had. At this time, we also tried to engage our members in advocacy and policy, and we learned a lot about our members' capabilities. And what we found out is that our members were ignorant. Some of them didn't even know who their legislators were. They were very insecure about advocating because they didn't know if they could based upon the information Abby just talked about, and they didn't know how to advocate. So those were some of the barriers that we faced. And as a result of that, we started implementing advocacy educational sessions at all our annual meetings. And these advocacy educational sessions are actually kind of training. This is why you need to do it. This is how you do it, and that type of thing. We have monthly advocacy and policy committee calls where we educate and act on local, state, and federal issues. So we got through that 2007 state legislative session and felt pretty good about what we did with what we had, and started moving into federal legislation. And as we became more active in state and federal legislation, we became more visible in the state of Montana, and we started forming partnerships with other organizations in regards to issues that affected both of us. So that leads us to the Public Health Action Campaign. And so we decided we were going to get involved in this Public Health Action Campaign, and we got involved in this campaign with other organizations such as the Association of Montana Health Officials, the Children's Defense Fund, the Alliance for Healthy Montana, and we are also partnering with M&R Strategic Services, and we had weekly strategy organizing and action calls. And one of the reasons we partnered with M&R Strategic Services was because of our relationship with Senator Max Baucus. Senator Max Baucus is a very important gentleman at the federal level. And so this is what we were able to capture. This is what we were able to do with our FACT campaign. And we actually had never worked at this level before. We were able to write letters to the editor. We had guest opinions published in four of the state's major dailies. And actually, that was, since we have seven major dailies, that was pretty good. We went out to Washington. This campaign occurred during the American Public Health Association annual meeting. And so while we were out in Washington, D.C., we met with the Washington staff. We had five district meetings. There was numerous email and phone call contacts throughout the campaign. And one of the biggest things that we did, and it was a success as a result of all the work we did, educating our members, encouraging our members, making them more comfortable with advocacy. We had a public health call-in day. And so what we did is we contacted all of our members and said, we need you to call into Senator Max Baucus, Senator John Tester, and Representative Rehberg and tell them how important the Public Health Prevention Trust Fund is. And we need you to get as many people as you can to call in. And Kelly Whitener, who works for Senator Max Baucus, who is our contact in Washington, D.C., emailed me back after that happened and said, that was a good job, Laura. So we felt very confident about that. Gosh, 12 minutes is not very long. Sorry about that. So these are the lessons learned, not only during this particular campaign, but just getting your members involved and just getting more people involved in your advocacy efforts. You need to provide advocacy education at every opportunity. We are still struggling with our members in regards to, yes, you can do this. Yes, it's okay to do this. Don't assume that someone else will act. As APHA has been very, very supportive of local affiliates and their advocacy efforts, and have provided a lot of training, handouts to help us do the advocacy work, because we are the grassroots, we are the boots on the ground. Make it easy to act. I can't stress that enough. The reason that we were successful in our Public Health Action Campaign was because our relationship with M&R Strategic Services, they actually wrote our letters to the editor. They actually developed the guest opinion. We tweaked it a little and found people to sign it. And that's what we do with our members. When we call them up and say, you need to contact Senator Max Baucus, you need to contact Senator Tester or Representative Rehberg and tell them to support this, we make it as easy as possible for them to do it. We give them the talking points. We give them the phone number. All we ask them to do is make the call. Everybody has so much on their plate at the local level that if you can give them something that's already prepared to put on that plate, then the success that you're going to have or the chance that they're going to follow through is greatly improved. Build relationships with the district and DC congressional staff. When I first got involved with advocacy and policy in the mid-2000s, I had no clue who the staff was in any of their offices. I had no clue that there was even district offices in the state of Montana. That has all changed, and advocacy is a year-round activity. That is what we tell our members, too, is just because we had that call-in day on November 17th last fall doesn't mean that it's over, that made such an impact that particular fund is no longer in jeopardy, that it is something that we always need to be aware of and we need to always have the potential that we're going to have to respond to it. So now we're embarking on our 2012 Public Health Action Campaign and felt so, it was like, oh, in 2011, oh, we did that. That wasn't so bad. We could do it again. But we're also going to add more things to it because we know that we can do it. We're going to expand our network of supporters, and we're going not only with the grassroots, but we're also going to the grass tops. When we do letters to the editor, we're going to have unexpected authors, people that may not be involved in public health, but may be supportive of public health. We're going to expand our media advocacy, our editorial board support, and we're looking at TV and radio broadcast and social media. And we're also going to have more district meetings. Senator Baucus and Tester and Representative Reberg, they have numerous offices throughout the state of Montana. We're going to find public health officials in those areas to visit those offices for us and for public health. And what we're going to do is we're going to make it easy as possible for them. You set up the appointment. You go and visit with them, and we'll give you all the information that you need. That's it. I just want to leave you with the thought that and this is kind of what inspired me to get involved in advocacy and policy. Not only my passion for public health, but you hear something that resonates with you, and it's basically, if you don't speak up for public health, who's going to speak up for public health? So thank you very much.